being part of the media, it should be sort of an innate ability there just to suss out the good food.
To suss out the good food.
The free food in particular, yeah.
You know what's funny? You know the good food I saw is a zebra cake.
Oh.
Did you see the zebra cake?
No, fortunately I
said, oh, is that a zebra cake? It was pretty interesting. I thought it was fun.
Mm.
It was in the Beetlejuice room with all the black and white stuff. So they had zebra capes that were black and white. So they made it fun.
Okay.
I did have champagne. They offered that frequently.
Or two or three?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not saying. We had a good time. It was fun. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I know that was fun where you could, what did I do? You give a donation and you get to pick a prize. That was fun. They had all these little gifts everywhere and you get to pick one. Did you see that with the champagne?
I missed that.
You missed the whole room.
I must have been too busy eating the free food.
Yeah, the chips and caviar that I apparently missed. I did not see that one. I should have gotten that. I didn't. But that's okay. Next time I know, I'll eat the chips and caviar just for you, Malcolm.
Well, I didn't get up early for the coronation.
So,
but I did watch it on YouTube later.
So where are you from again?
I'm from a town called Derby. We pronounce it Derby. We've kind of had this conversation before, before your time, but so I'll repeat it. It's spelled D-E-R-B-Y, but pronounced Derby. And it's right in the middle of England there. And I remember, actually, Queen Elizabeth's, I'm dating myself here, coronation. I think I was five.
Okay.
And I remember very clearly that it being on the little black and white TV. And at school, we all were given a little silver spoon with the Queen's head on it.
Oh.
Long since lost, unfortunately. But so 70 years later, here we are, and I'm in America and watching it as an American citizen. Although, of course, having been born British, it brings back a lot of emotion. I certainly love this country and would never ever go back to live in England. My family's here, but you know, having been born there, I've always been a little bit indifferent, I guess, to the royal family. Although the last few years, I got to admire the Queen more and more, and Charles, who I always thought was a little bit of a chump, actually has turned out to be...
A little bit of a chump. I'm going to write that word down, actually, and start using that. Chump.
It's a good job that the king doesn't have the powers like Henry VIII. I would lose my head over that remark.
Really? You would lose your head?
Yeah.
Off with his head.
Throw me in the tower and chop off my head.
Alice in Wonderland. Off with his head.
So, you asked me before. So, well...
I did ask you.
You didn't really understand this coronation and all of this.
I just said, is it archaic? Is the whole king and queen? And I mean, how do you feel about that?
I don't think it is for this reason.
Okay.
That... the king is like the focal point that brings the country together.
Okay.
He's the head of state, but he's non-political, has no political power whatsoever, doesn't make laws, doesn't chop people's head off, doesn't do anything.
Thank goodness.
Other than be king. He's head of the church also.
So he's more of a symbol?
He's more of a symbol, yes.
Okay.
And so in times of trouble, people look to the king for leadership. It sort of brings people together. And I think that's so important. I'm certainly not advocating that in the US we have a monarch or a king, but I think one of the things that is different is that we have a president who's there for 4 years or 8 years and then he's gone. And they constantly bicker. And we can't look to our president often for leadership. Because there's always an agenda.
They're
politicians. With the king has no agenda, cannot ever have an agenda. And so, again, in times of trouble, you know, notably the Second World War, people came together behind the king and queen at the time. And still, as you if you watch any of the footage from the coronation, you would see that people really, it brought everybody, left, right, everything in between, mm-hmm. everybody was British and rejoicing in the new king.
I like how you put that, Malcolm. I do. Yeah. I didn't know that he was non-political. I didn't know that he was more of a symbol.
Oh, absolutely. Over the years, his power was taken away, starting actually with King Charles II back in 16... My memory's not good for dates, but I think about 1632 in the Restoration. Part of the deal was that his father, King Charles I, had advocated divine right of kings. The king must be right because he's ordained by God. And there was a civil war and Oliver Cromwell. And well, when King Charles II was reinstated, part of the deal was that a lot of that power was taken away. And over the years, mm-hmm. it was slowly taken away to the point now where Parliament, both houses of Parliament in England, they call all the shots, so to speak.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Thank you. Thank you for that history.
I'm sorry
lesson.
I'm rattling on here a little bit.
I'm just like,
with British history. But
little British history.
So I felt very proud to have been born in England. I felt very proud to be a US citizen. And I guess I'm lucky I've lived in both cultures.
Right. And they're completely different.
And they are completely different.
Oh, I mean,
different.
Just black and white. And so it is, you can see the difference in the different ways that you would maybe enjoy America and, you know, things you enjoyed about England, so
yeah.
And there's probably some nostalgia with it. Is it a feeling of nostalgia when you see it?
Well, I was a little ticked off that my invitation got lost in the mail.
Oh,
but
maybe they're a little mad at you for being over here a little too long. What do you think, Malcolm?
Maybe they intercepted it at the border and said, "No, he's <can't> go." I'd like
he's
to think
not
that's
allowed.
The case. He's a U.S. He can't go now.
Is it just everyone's invited? When you're over there?
Oh, no. There's only like 2,000 people, honored guests. And then everybody else can line the streets and do whatever, as they did.
Okay, I see.
So you'd have to be one of the special 2,000. Unfortunately, I guess I fell short. Maybe I was 2,001 on the list.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
You were 2,001, Malcolm. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Mr. Malcolm Ballinger. Coming up, we're going to talk about maybe the wedding issue that just came out, some other things coming up. Stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. We're talking all things coronation.
This is a little bit out of our purview here.
It's really
out. Okay.
It's okay.
By the way, I want to say this before we get on to the other subject we talked about, is that I was so glad to see that Meghan was not there.
Why?
Oh,
you want to talk about it? I'm just kidding. I know why.
Please don't get me started.
I was trying to push your buttons, Malcolm, but I didn't. We're not going to go there.
If it had been my decision, I'd have told Harry to stay in the U.S. Don't ever come back. At least he had the grace to sneak in mm-hmm. and leave immediately and not try to talk to anybody other than his cousins who are as scatterbrained as he is. So I was.
I love
glad
that
to
you
see
know it. All the dirt. This is good.
Yeah, you might say I'm a little.
He's like
a little preoccupied with this.
He's a little angry at Meghan and Harry.
So he was kind of there, but they shoved him behind Princess Anne's hat on the third row, which is good. They needed to make a statement. You can't.
Did they disown him?
They haven't disowned him.
Okay.
But they should.
Yeah.
If I was the king. And of course, I'm only by accident of birth. I'm not the king. I could have been born
by accident.
Yeah, I guess. But
I guess we all could have actually.
But I would not allow him back in England. I'd strip him of all his titles, and I'd say, just stay away. You're not. I'd
He did disgrace the crown, didn't he?
Yeah.
I saw that. I was watching that a little bit at the time.
Can you imagine if a child of yours wrote a book, trashed you, called you essentially a racist and lots of other things. I think you'd be a little miffed.
Maybe a little bit.
So let me calm down here. What was the original? What we were originally
okay,
going
to
talk?
Okay, no, I wanted you to, you were telling me that they changed the rules.
Yes.
Yeah, the lineage, and I didn't know this.
The law was changed, I think it's about just a few years ago. Anyway, always since over 1,000 years, it is always the oldest son. If something happens to him, it's the next oldest son. And then if there is no son, as was the case with King George VI, then the oldest daughter becomes queen, queen in their own right. Now, the law was changed so that the firstborn of the monarch becomes monarch when he passes or she passes. Mm-hmm. In this case, Charles has William, who was in fact the oldest. William has, and I forgot his name now.
Don't look at me. Do not look at me. I'm not helping you with this one. I don't know this lineage.
when he has children, if the oldest child is a girl, she becomes queen in her own right, even though the second child may be a boy.
Okay.
So them sort of moving into the modern age changed 1,000 years of history. It's in my mind. Yeah. Okay. I guess I don't have a problem with that.
Well, thank you, Malcolm.
You look at me, Zee.
Well, we appreciate you not having a problem with that. I'll go tell the Queen and King that it's okay.
You should have seen the look that was cast across.
I was like,
desk.
Well, good. I'm glad.
You sexist.
No, I did not.
I didn't mean it in the way it sounded.
I know.
I'm very
it's
happy.
Fine.
Yes.
I just like giving Malcolm a hard time. You can't tell. I digress, as we like to say on this show all the time. How was Parade of Homes this weekend? I saw that Cat Country was there at the house. Did you get to go see it?
I went to see the show home.
Yes, the show home, yes.
Beautiful, beautiful home. Is it Ironwood? Iron Gate? I forget now the subdivision, but it's beautiful. Gated community.
Nice.
A little bit above my price range, but.
Just a tad.
But isn't that why we go to Parade of Homes to dream what could be?
I think so.
If we win the lottery or whatever.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's just fun to go look and check them out. Is that still going on or was that one day?
No, it's through next Saturday, I believe.
So you have all week to go.
Yeah.
Very good.
I think it's open. I think they're I should read my own magazine, shouldn't I?
Maybe, but I'm not going to call you out.
So immersed in the coronation
that we just forgot.
And trashing Harry and Meghan that I...
If you want to join in this conversation, it's 437-1620 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. We have Pensacola Magazine Weddings that just came out. It's beautiful. Tells you all things weddings, wedding dresses, necklines. We talked about that a little bit. gives you lots of information about even venues, I believe.
Yes, venues and ideas for flowers. It says here in the magazine, setting the vibe, inspiring tablescapes and decor.
Fabulous. We are going to take a quick break here on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Malcolm Ballinger and talk a little bit more about weddings and what we have coming up on Downtown Crowd right after.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, cause you know it.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. It is 9:57, almost top of the hour. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. We are talking about all things coronation and also the Parade of Homes, because that is happening this week, May 6th through the 14th. If you want to see some amazing homes, check it out.
Definitely.
And if you're doing a little bit of remodeling, there's some great ideas.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
You know, one thing I've noticed in many of the new homes that I visited, that they've created like a little mudroom with a bench and space underneath for boots and shoes and stuff.
Oh, that's
so nice. It's like, you know, transition from the garage into the mudroom, and then and often the wash and dryer in there too. It's like a mudroom come laundry room.
That's always helpful too with kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Like yesterday from the beach, come home from the beach and there's sand.
Yeah, shake
from
all them, that sand off.
Get it all off, absolutely. So that's always a good idea. And then you can, is it on the website which homes are open? Which
yes.
You can go look? Okay. Yes. I have Parade of Homes.
Or you could pick up a copy.
Absolutely.
Of the Pensacola issue. Magazine Parade of Homes Special Edition, now available.
Absolutely.
And online too.
Oh, okay.
PensacolaMagazine.com.
Yes, you need to do that because it gives you all kinds of realtors and all kinds of information you need to know about different houses and not just ones that are really expensive. It gives you all different options. And so that's always good to check that out. It's always fun. I always think it's fun to look at the houses, even if you're not buying, like you said.
Yeah, it is. It's fun to, again, to dream.
Yes, to dream.
One day.
One day.
I guess we should probably buy a lottery ticket if we win the lottery, shouldn't we?
Yes, I need to do that soon.
You and I need to buy a lottery ticket. I'm sure you would bring me luck.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do that. Let's buy a lottery ticket and see if one day we're no longer here. They'll be like, where did they go? Yeah. Well, you'll know.
They're both in London.
For the coronation, because we got invited.
Still celebrating the coronation.
Thank you so much, Malcolm, for joining me. It's always a pleasure. We're going to have the Pensacola Children's Chorus up. So if you want to join in that conversation, I know they have some events coming up you don't want to miss out.